Hello, my name is Chris Palmer, and in today's Google My Business video, I'd like to show you how to verify multiple locations with phone verification. Let's not waste any time. I will show you this method for fun. Hopefully, if you have the patience, you will be successful in completing this task. So I'm going to go ahead and walk you through the process now. I'm going to show you exactly what I was doing, the tools that I was using, every single step, of course, the stuff that no one else will show you. So now I want to give you the layout here. Now I was able to successfully do this after multiple tries. All right. And I'll explain more as we go. And I'm going to walk you through the process. I'll show you one of the tools that I use. Along with that, I'll explain step by step of exactly what I'm doing. Now, I was able to be successful one time after a lot of tries. We could say 100 tries, all right, of back and forth. And I'll show you what I did to an extent, but I'll share this with you. Now, I was doing this in Canada, all right? So if you're in Canada, this is very helpful for you. This is where I've been doing a lot of testing inside of Canada. To test my methods. Now, note, for this particular example, I'm not going to use it, but I was using a VPN. I was using multiple Gmail accounts. I was uploading multiple accounts, but let me walk you through of exactly the process, and then you can implement it and take it from there, but let me show you the basics, all right? So I won't waste any more time explaining. Let's just get into it. So first and foremost, you need to have phone numbers. All right, so this is a relatively popular place where you can get virtual numbers. Now, this is only one of a lot that I use. This is a well-known one. That's why I don't mind sharing it with you because I really don't use this that often. But for this video, I will show this one to you. And I do use it on occasion if I need to find another data set because there's particular numbers that seem to be more useful than others, but I won't touch on that right now. Let's just walk through. So once we've established the phone numbers, and we're going to go ahead and use Twilio, I like a lot of other services. I actually like, once we have the number associated, all right, so we know we need to go to Vancouver. So what I was doing is I was literally starting at the top. So for this particular example, we're going to go to Vancouver. We can go to any of these. All right, so let me just show you. We're going to start with this one here, Vancouver. So I was going to, I was just doing this, just like this, Vancouver. So once I'm in Vancouver, then what I was doing is I was looking for densely populated areas. And densely populated for me is, are there a lot of other businesses nearby? So you need to zoom in just a little bit more. And then what we're doing is we're looking for a pop out of businesses within a particular area, somewhere where it seems to be a business area, a business district, or right here, as you can see, this is a main road, it looks like, and along this road would be ideal for a business like mine. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to scroll on in and look at this. Boom, 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 boom. Now, I was actually able and successful. I have a client that does stationery. And they have a stationery store they wanted to expand. So I was successful with stationery. All right. So depending on your niche, I feel is very dependent. Also, your patience with this method. But does it work? Yes. Can it work? Yes. Will it take you a lot of time? Yes. But it definitely can be successful, all right? It's just very tedious, and I'll get into exactly what I was doing. All right, so it looks like we have basically found a area that will work for this method. I'm going to go up here. We're going to ask what's here. So once we ask what's here, we're going to take a look down here, and we can see that it looks like a business. Let's go here. What's here? Perfect. All right, so now we have this. We're going to right-click, and what we're going to do is we're going to add a business. All right, now once we've opened up the business, and again, this is just a test. This is going to be removed for any white hatters out there. I'm just walking you through a process of a way that I was successful. It was very tedious and hard. I cannot stress that enough, but it was successful one time out of maybe 150. In any case, this is going to be... Alrighty. Alright, now this is normal like it was before. So we're a stationary store. I'm going to walk through the process. I mean, I was literally just successful with this. I think I only have my normal proxy and my geolocator up top here. So, all right, do you want to add a location? Yes. Whoop. Let's open back up our sheet here. So obviously we need to put in our address. We need to put in our city. Columbia postal code. Now, bear with me here. This is just regular process. All right. Do you also serve customers? All right. Contact phone number. Now we're going to hop right back over here. We're going to go ahead and grab this number. We're going to bring it over to here. And this is the exact process that I used. I don't know if you just saw what I did, but that's a huge tip, what I just did right there. And I'm not going to touch on it other than just pointing out what I just did there is massive. All right. All right, so we're going to go ahead and finish this up. One out of maybe 150. All right. As you can see here now, a way to verify, you can see here that we're going to get this. Now, how I did this is I actually mass uploaded, and I've gone over this, and here's exactly what I did. All right, so this is more going to be the process. So you go here to info. And what I was doing was I was going into here, click this, go back over here, and what you start doing is this right here. All right, once that goes through, we're going to go to verify, go back to info. So I'm thinking you get the point. I'm going to keep going here. It just so happens that after I did this, now let me explain exactly. All right, so I'm showing you the back and forth, but here's what I did. So I did my times five, all right? I had five accounts. So it's 1, 2, 5, all right? I mass uploaded these accounts. Now, sometimes when you mass upload, you might get lucky on one, all right? Now, when that doesn't happen, you actually get five more chances on each one. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So what I'm doing is I'm swapping out the numbers and re-verifying five more times on there to see if the number swap will trigger for a phone verification. All right? So that's what I've been doing. I mean, I've been popping back and forth. I'll do the mass upload first for that initial to see, did it work? And then after that, you get five more tries. Now, if you have a VA, a virtual assistant that has a relatively good price, you know, that is what we're looking for. That's what we want to do. And we want to keep going back and forth. Eventually, you're going to run into the issue where it'll say, hey, you can't do this anymore. But I was doing this over and over. I was doing mass uploads and... Now, don't get me wrong. I have an account right now. I just bought 200 Gmails. So I'm working with multiple Gmails. I'm uploading five to each one, and then I'm running through each one, swapping the numbers back and forth until I get a verification. This is not the most effective or the best method or the most time-efficient method, but it is a working method. I was successful. I cannot show you the one that we just hit. But if you're persistent and you're consistent enough back and forth, you're uploading multiples at a time, and then you're rechecking, re-swapping the numbers out until you hit a win, you then will have a verified listing for your business. Now, why you want to use these is you don't have to buy it until you get one to trigger. If it triggers for phone verification, then you buy it. They're a dollar. All right. So my name is Chris Palmer. If you have any questions about Google My Business, anything at all, Google My Business, local SEO, SEO, digital marketing, black hat SEO, white hat SEO, really anything at all, Always feel free to go ahead and leave it in the comments below, and I look forward to seeing you in the next Google My Business, Google Maps video. Have a wonderful day.